It can be difficult and frustrating to find health care, even for people with health insurance. That's not exactly news here in the U.S., but it's especially bad when you need care for your mental health or substance use disorder. NPR and ProPublica have been looking into the problem and have found it true even when someone is at risk of suicide. NPR health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee has one heartbreaking example, and she joins us now. Hi, Ritu.
Hey, Aisha.
So first, the problem. Only about a third of those on commercial insurance with a mental health or addiction diagnosis are able to connect with a behavioral health provider. What have you found out about why it's so hard to find mental health care?
So here's what you often hear from people trying to find a provider, that they call provider after provider in their insurance directories, but can't get an appointment. Some providers have months-long wait lists, others no longer take new patients, and many aren't even in network anymore, but insurance companies don't update their directories, which is why these networks are often referred to as ghost networks. And, you know, it can be devastating for people who need the most care, like, say, those in a suicidal crisis or struggling with addiction issues.
And the story you have is from one of those people?
Yeah, and his name is Ravi Coutinho. You know, he loved golf and ran his own business from Austin, Texas, taking golfers on vacations to golf courses around the world. And the business was doing well until the pandemic. Here's Ravi's mother, Barbara Weber.
He had all kinds of angry customers who were angry because there was a pandemic, angry because they had prepaid these trips. So there was just a lot that fell on him. And it really also led to problems in his marriage, which was brand new.
And, you know, Ravi's good friend from high school, David Stanfield, remembers texting with Ravi back then.
Over the course of texting in 2020, he let me know that, you know, things were pretty hard and pretty difficult for him personally.
Ravi's marriage eventually ended in a divorce. His mother, Barbara, says he started to have panic attacks and was eventually diagnosed with depression, anxiety, and alcohol use disorder. And Barbara and David both say that in Texas, Ravi went through detox, he went to rehab, and he also found a good therapist who helped him understand how his mental illness and alcohol use were feeding into each other. And in Austin, you know, one thing that was going against Ravi was that he was surrounded by bars and the temptation of alcohol. So after discussing with his mom, friends, and therapist, Ravi moved to Phoenix, Arizona in early 2023, where he had gone to high school in the area and still had a couple of old friends, including David. And Ravi knew that staying connected to therapy was really key to his mental health and sobriety. So he got an insurance plan from Ambetta, which appeared to have a robust network of mental health providers in the area.
So was that true? Did they have a lot of people available to see him?
Not at all. You know, from day one, Ravi had trouble finding a provider who could see him. And when he had thoughts of suicide, he decided to call the toll-free number for Ambetta to get some more help. And my colleague Max Blau at ProPublica was able to obtain a recording of that call through Ravi's mother, Barbara. And Max shared that recording with us. Here's Ravi Coutinho talking to a customer service representative.
I am trying to find a psychiatric care provider.
So you are looking for a primary care provider?
No, psychiatric.
Psychiatric. All right.
But this customer service rep offered him a geriatric psychiatrist when Ravi was only 36 years old at the time. So he asked the agent if he could email him more names. And here's what Ravi was told.
We don't have an option to email this one, but we can mail this, the list of doctors for you.
What do you mean mail? Like mail, like physically mail it?
Yes. So the Ambetta will mail you and that would be sent to your address on file.
So he's talking about, you know, snail mail here?
Yeah. And he says it'll take 7 to 10 days to process, at which point, you know, Ravi, understandably feeling frustrated, says he's just going to figure it out on his own.
So what did he do next?
So he had always been close to his mom and had been talking to her regularly. And it turns out that Barbara Weber actually runs a healthcare advocacy organization in New Mexico where she lives. So she tried to help him navigate his insurance. She got him a care manager who connected him with a psychiatric nurse practitioner. But even the nurse couldn't help him find a therapist who took his insurance. And by now, Ravi's mental health was spiraling. He was depressed, feeling suicidal, drinking heavily. And his friend David Stanfield and another common friend took him to the hospital once, and they tried to get him to look into rehab. But David says,
part of that conversation was insurance and costs. And so he said, I just don't know how much it's going to cost if I can afford it.
Remember, Ravi's business was still struggling. So he decided not to go to rehab and continue to try to find care through his insurance. And he was trying to get into an intensive outpatient program in May of last year. But that didn't pan out either. And Ravi Coutinho passed away at the end of May due to complications from excessive drinking. Here's Ravi's mother again.
Well, I think Ravi, you know, he maintained his hope through almost to the end that he would be able to overcome this.
So what does Ambetter say about this?
Well, my colleague Max Blau at ProPublica has reached out to them and Ambetter's parent company, Centene, more than 24 times, and they haven't responded. And I should add that Centene's many subsidiaries have been fined by regulators and sued for having incorrect and misleading provider directories for mental health. And in court papers, the company denies any wrongdoing. However, ghost networks are really an industry-wide problem. Last year, the Senate Finance Committee did a small study and found the same kinds of inaccuracies in mental health networks as our colleagues at ProPublica have found.
That's NPR health correspondent Ritu Chatterjee. Thank you so much for sharing your reporting with us.
Thank you, Aisha.
We have more on Ravi Coutinho's story and an accompanying guide to navigating insurance ghost networks by our colleagues at ProPublica on our website, npr.org. And if you or someone you know is in crisis, call or text the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline at 988.